All right, everybody, we're just getting started here. We're in the Eagles gymnasium here at West Anchorage, where the T-Jacks are taking on Bartlett JV. And, boy, we have a great start. It's 6-6 already. 5 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first quarter. And, boy, do we have a game. I mean, it's going from coast to coast on both sides. We're going to start off with Koso on the free throw line. Just got fouled on a fast break. The T-Jacks on your dial there is going from right to left. And we got West. Yes, this is West. And West will be going from left to right. Koso sinks the second one, puts King Cove up 7-6. We got West bringing the ball down. Number 25, Collins handling the ball back over to Tucker. Number one, Kuzakin and Brian get a trap on him. Knock the ball out of bounds. Tucker will be bringing the ball back in. Again, Tucker back to Laura. Laura driving in. Dishes off to 25, back to 15, and 2 points. They're going to count that as a three-pointer. So it's 9-7, West, and a drive by Brandel all the way to the hole, and 2 points. Bringing the ball back up the floor, Marshall. Marshall out to Laura. Laura takes a shot, and it is another three-pointer, 12-9, West. Koso bringing the ball down. Trying to run the ball down to Brian, overthrows him out of bounds. They are getting a quick start today. Oh, my. Are they getting a quick start? Okay, Laura's bringing the ball down. Looks like we have a 1-2-2 press. Over. Memphis steps in the game now. Brian gets the ball. Fast break to Brandel. Brandel sinks 2 points. Score 12-11. West. West bringing the ball back down. Fox. Fox over to Laura at the top of the key. Laura to Tucker. Tucker for a three-pointer and sinks it. 15-11. Bartlett over King Cove. 3:30 left in the quarter. Brandel bringing the ball down. Slowing it down a little bit this time. No fast break. Throws it away. Down to Tucker. Tucker up. Misses the layup. Follow-up by number 25, Collins. Collins up with 2 points and sinks it. 17-11, West. Again, slowing the ball down. Brandel brings the ball down. Throws the ball out to Koso. Koso drives on the inside. Doesn't make it. He brings it out to Kuzakin. Kuzakin goes up for a three and good. Great job, Zach, and he's been playing his rear end off this entire road trip. Wow, what a job he's done. Okay, going back to the other end, and again, it looks like Tucker going for another three and sinks another three. Score is 20-14, 2:32 left in the quarter. Koso, they're starting to slow down the ball a little bit here at King Cove. Koso goes up for a layup, gets blocked by number 25, Collins. Tucker's bringing the ball back down from the other side, gives the ball up for another three-pointer, and misses. Koso's pushing the ball down the court. In and out of the hands of Brandel. Boy, are they pushing the ball. Whistle blows, everything dead. Bartlett, 20. Kinko, 14. Bartlett throwing the ball in. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left at quarter. Ball goes into Carr. Back to Fritz. And Fritz over to number 33, Mateo. Mateo in for 2 points, 22-14. T-Jacks throw the ball in through the hands of Brian. Ball's out of bounds, comes back the other way. Number 15, Marshall goes up for a three, misses. foul on West. Cusack will be throwing the ball in from out of bounds. 22-14, 1:33 left. Ashton Gould's now in the game. Bring the ball down. Cusackin with the ball. Drives in. Goes in for a layup. Draws a foul. Cusackin is back. He's shooting two shots at the free throw line. Coach pulls Gould over to the side. Give him a little instruction while we shoot these free throws. First one for Cusackin is in, 22-15. So we got Gould in the game. We got Koso in the game. We got Cusackin in the game. Eichley and Lynn up with the second shot. It is as well good, 22-15. They're coming out with the press. T-Jack coming out with the press. The 1-2-2. Ball goes over to 15. Marshall. Marshall runs the ball over back to 12. Lynn with a steal over to Kazakin. Kazakin's bringing the ball down. Ooh, fast break, and he's looking all the way over. Overthrows Koso. Ball will go the other way. Wow. Do they have some speed? They could outrun this team almost every time down the court. I think you're going to get a picture of that in a minute. All right, here we go with Fritz. Fritz over to Marshall. Back to Fritz. Fritz is bringing the ball down. Trying to for layup. Gets fouled. Okay, and that, again, is on Kazak in first quarter. He's already got two fouls. Oh, boy. Coach sets him down. Brings Brandle back into the game. Ball at top key over to Fritz. Down now to Mateo. Mateo drives in. Gets fouled again. Looks like that one might go on 32, Lynn. That was on a shot. No, it wasn't. It was on the floor. 47 seconds left the game. 22-16, West. They shoot a three-pointer. No good. Koso gets the ball. He's moving the ball down the court and goes up all the way. Coast to coast for 2 points for Koso. Now we're bringing the ball back with Fritz. Fritz is bringing the ball right down the middle. Continues to drift towards Gould. Gould's looking good out there on defense. Passes the ball over to Marshall. Marshall gets the ball back to Fritz, back to the top, guarded by Gould. And Brandle slips over, intercepts the pass, goes in for a layup, and charges the defensive player. Ball goes over. So Fritz with the ball out front, bringing the ball back down, scores 22-18, 7 seconds left in the game. They're trying to get the last shot. Ball goes down to number five, Carr. Carr goes up with it, gets 2 points, and good. So we end the quarter 24-18. Wow. Now that's a lot of score for one quarter, folks. Looks like this is going to be a heck of a game. Everybody seems to be trying to press. We got the T-Jacks in with a zone press, and we got the West in with a man press. Anyway, give you a moment to thank our sponsors.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Lamar. And, yes, we will take a quick second to thank our sponsors who make these games happen. Thank you so much to...
Fishing is a large part of what we do here in the Aleutians East Borough, but it's not all we do. Aleutia understands this, providing fish processing to the Aleutians, while also supporting local community services and events, such as your local public radio station. With their office being located right here in Sandpoint, Aleutia has shown a commitment to fresh, high-quality seafood and the people who harvest it, right from our backyards. For further information, please call 907-383-5909. Aleutia, steadfast supporters of local fishermen here in the Aleutians East Borough.
And we have so many more sponsors to thank. We'll get to them at the halftime, but now it's time for second quarter action. A tight one over there in West High School. Galen Marr and Elena Mack, I think I hear her, are over there for the play-by-play.
Okay. 24-18, just 7 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter, so just starting it. Brian goes ahead and gets the steal. Dishes it off to Riley. He's running up the floor. Slows the offense down a little bit. Crosses over. Still at the top of the key. Finds Braden. For the give and go, Riley goes up. And misses the layup, but Kazakin gets the layup and rebound and puts it right back up for two. West has the ball now. They got a trap going on. Ooh. Zach and Braden had a good trap, and they got a jump ball going, but it's going to stay West basketball. Fritz with the ball at the top of the key. T-Jacks are in a 1-3-1 zone. Over to Carr, who brings it back up to Marshall, who finds... No, I'm just going to say the numbers. Can I just say the numbers? They shot a three in the corner, and it was highly contested by Brian. Riley gets the rebound, going all the way for the layup, and gets it. West bringing the ball up the floor. T-Jackson in a 1-2-2 half-court press. West drives it all the way in for a floater, no good. Brian ends up with the rebound, hands it off to Riley, who dishes it to Braden. Braden tries to go up with it, but West got a hand on it, and they call it a jump ball, so T-Jack ball. I'm not using it. That's what it is. I don't care. Okay. T-Jack ball underneath. Brian gets it at the block. Pivots around, finds the open shot, and gets 2 points. Score is tied at 24-24, 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Three bringing the ball up, drives it all the way in for a floater, no good. Brian with the board, gives it off to Zach, who baseball passes it down to Braden, up for 2 points, and he gets the foul as well. So Braden will be heading to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play. I know, I can't make a three. Braden's shot is up and good. West ball bringing it up. Number three has it. Still not past the half court. He passes it off. 25 has it in the lane. Over to number one in the corner, who finds 23, who drives it all the way in but gets fouled. That's probably on Brian. Nope, that foul was on Ilya. That's his second foul. And 33's free throw was up and good. And his second one is no good. But West gets the rebound. 25 shoots it. And he misses it, but he gets his own rebound in and gets kicked out of bounds. So T-Jack ball. West is in a full court man. Riley's speed is working. he drove all the way to the basket, but he was fouled on the floor before that. So T-Jack ball underneath. Braden gets a wide open layup. Easy 2 points. Score is 25-29. King Cove is winning. Who called the timeout? Timeout on the floor. And there is 5 minutes and 28 seconds left.
Short timeout.
It's a short timeout.
Got a short timeout here. And we got a game on our hands. The King Cove T-Jack up by 4 points, 29-25, are tiring out the West Eagles more than anything else. They are in some kind of shape. I'll tell you, these West Eagles are quick, but this well improved team for the T-Jacks, it's just amazing that what they're doing and showing the improvement that they are. No one thought they would be this good after losing three All-Staters last year, yet they're competing as a team very well. Okay, here we go. West with the ball, number 33. We're going to go by numbers now. Number 33 over to 1-1, over to 3, and up for the three-pointer, and no good. Brian gets the rebound, and Brian's over to Brandel, and Brandel can't hold on to it, and it goes out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go west the other way. Number 5 throwing the ball in, number 3. Fred throws the ball over. 5 with the ball. And touched by Kuzakin, out of bounds. All right. Ball's back in. Fritz with the ball out of bounds. Back to 25. And good. 27-29. 4:23 left in the quarter. Brandel bringing the ball down. Over to Koso. Koso out on the three-point line. Looks inside to Brian. Brian dribbles in the middle and back and reverse out and is blocked. Going the other way by Carr. And stolen by Kuzakin. Wow. Kuzakin is all over the floor. What a game by Kuzakin. All right. Got a jump ball out of it. So Tucker's going to take it out of bounds. Going down there to Mateo. Mateo inside to Carr. Carr back to Mateo. Back to Carr. And then back to Collins. Collins up the three-point shot. Misses it. Rebound by Lynn. Lynn to Kuzakin. Kuzakin to Brian. Brian outside to Braden. Braden for a three-pointer. No good. And Elia Lynn picks up his third foul, which means he is going out of the game. Coach Crawford is going to replace him with Ashton Gould, who's really put on a show for an eighth grader on this road trip. Okay, here we go. You got Mateo with the ball, brings it on over to Fritz. Fritz shoots the ball, no good. Carr with the ball and the rebound, and fouled by Koso.
Oh, I was so mad.
That didn't look like much of a foul to me. What do you think, Elena?
I think he didn't even touch him at all. So.
I don't think so either. Anyway, they called a foul, and Carr just went up with his first shot. And it is good, 27-30, King Cove. He went up with the second shot, 28-30, King Cove. And they are continuing to press full court. West is. And here come the T-Jacks. And ball over to Kuzakin. Kuzakin over to Brian on three-point shot. He's driving in. He's on the line. Turnover. Ball goes the other way. West ball. Mateo will be throwing the ball in to Tucker. Tucker's bringing the ball down. Throws the ball out to Fritz and out of. Is it touched? Yes, it is. West ball. Okay, Collins throwing the ball in to Carr. Carr to Mateo. Mateo back to Carr and out of bounds. T-Jack ball. Okay, Kuzakin throws the ball in to Brandel. Brandel has the ball, bringing the ball down the floor. It's slowed down. They're still in the man.
and he travels. Turnover. So the ball goes back over to the West Eagles. Looks like Fritz going to be throwing it in. Fritz will be throwing it in. Laura will be waiting. No, they'll have Laura throwing it in. Okay, Fritz with the ball, bringing it down court. He's getting trapped. Back over to 11 and then to 2. Fox. Fox for a long three-pointer. Misses it. Koso's taking off down the floor about 50 miles an hour. Puts the ball up and in. Good job. Coast to coast. Koso. And now we got Fritz bringing the ball back down the court. Goes to Collins and then back out to Tucker. Tucker goes up for the three. Misses with an air ball. And here he comes again. Koso with the ball. Goes up with it and draws a foul on his layup. Wow. That guy must have amazing lungs. He is going coast to coast to coast. So we're going to put him on a free throw line. He's going to get two shots. The score is 29-31 King Cove, 2:10 left in the second quarter. Goes up the first one. It is good. 32-29, 2:10 left in the first quarter. Koso will take another shot. Coach Crawford's dropping Ashton back. He's dropping Brando back, leaving the other two up, and it is good. 33-29. They are running their three-quarter trap press. And here's number 11, Laura. Laura out to Tucker. Tucker in for a three, misses his three-point. Back to Laura. And, boy, they're getting fits by this, that T-Jack defense. Tucker drives in, two-point shot, good, 31-30. Koso bringing the ball down, slowed the ball down on this. Back over to Koso on a give and go. Koso brings it back out. Laura steals the ball. He's going down for a wide-open layup and makes it. Score's tied up, 33-33, 1:30 left in the second quarter. Brando with the ball, bringing it down, asking for some help from Koso. Gets a good screen back to Zakin. Goes all the way down, misses the layup. Ball goes the other way to Laura. And Zakin gets another turnover, gets another steal. Gets the ball over to Koso. Koso goes up with a three-point. It's not there. Fritz down for the layup and makes it. 35-33, West. And here comes Koso with the slowdown. He's looking for a screen. He's taking this man one-on-one in a spread. Now he gets the screen from Brian. Brian rolls, and he makes it to the three-pointer. 36-35, King Cove. Uh-oh, here comes in Laura for a layup, misses it. Brando gets the rebound, 26 seconds left in the game. Throws it out to Ashton. Ashton can't handle the pass, goes out of bounds. West ball. So Fritz will be throwing the ball in. Tucker will be throwing the ball in to Fritz. Fritz with the ball, bringing it down half court, guarded by Ashton Gould. And here they are.
Unbelievable. We just lost him. All right, so we're going to wait for a few minutes. They'll get back to us. Here's a word from our sponsors. I do apologize about that. We'll keep the line open and keep a lookout. So, quick word from our sponsors, and hopefully Gary will call back in just a minute. Howdy, Gary. We lost you. Hey, Gary, you there?
Yeah, just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to let you have it right back to tap time.
Roger that. Go for it, Gary.
All righty. Okay, folks, the halftime here, the King Cove T-Jacks are up 36-35. The difference in this is they're moving the ball. They're using their fast break. They're using their speed, getting that ball out of there. And that's pretty amazing considering, as the rookies have done, they've played 12 games in the last 14. 14 days, 12 games in the last 14 days. And it has really taken a lot out of them. But, boy, did they have some stamina, and have they learned a lot from this. Last week and week before that, the Sandpoint Eagles were on the road and did a very good job as well, playing different teams throughout the peninsula and in Anchorage. And we're sure as well proud of our Sandpoint Eagles. So for right now, we have about 9 minutes left in the half time, and we're going to send this back to our sponsors. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to say a quick thank you to the sponsors. We just started. Man, the T-Jacks are doing awesome out there, really giving West a run for their money. Hopefully they can keep that energy going into the second half. Here's a quick shout out to our sponsors, and then we'll play a couple songs for you.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint, Kinko, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Absolutely. A big thank you to all of our King Cove sponsors out there. Thank you to the Gould & Sons Hardware, True Value Hardware in King Cove, the AC Store in King Cove, the cities of King Cove, and the King Cove Corporation, as well as all of our friends over in Cold Bay, Barefoot Inn, City of Cold Bay, also to Frosty Fuels and Aleutian Services. Thank you to these sponsors. Can't do it without you guys. All right, let's play a little bit of music, checking things out, seeing what we're going to grab here, checking the new music spots, and yeah, I hope you're having a great day. Tomorrow the games are going to be live here in Sandpoint and in King Cove, so time to bring it home. Hopefully they'll find their way back. All right, new music here by Taylor Swift.
Quite a game. This has been probably the best that the T-Jacks have played this entire road trip. Boy, they putting on a show today. Okay, it looks like the T-Jacks are coming out with Kozakin, Gould, Ashton Gould, Koso, Brandel, and Eichley will be the starting five. And it looks like the ball is going to be T-Jack's ball to start with. So with the score 35-36, T-Jack, we're going to start the second half. And, boy, it's probably going to be a barn burner. Here we go. Okay, ball goes into Kozak, and he goes directly to the hole. Ball gets bounced out of bounds by West. Koso will be throwing the ball in. Out of bounds play. Zach coming across. Goes out to Brandel. Brandel's at the top of the key. Back over to Koso, being guarded by Marshall. Back over to Brian. Back down to Brandel. Over to Kozak and up. No good, but gets fouled. Kozak comes right back in the middle of the game, in the middle of all the action. He is there. So Kozakin will go to the free throw line. Got a two-shot foul, front end of it. First one, no good. So he'll have one more shot to try to get 2-point lead on the Eagles. He goes up with it, and it's good. Nothing but net. Okay, here we go at the other end. Laura's got the ball, bringing it down. trying to drive through the entire press, gets the ball over to Tucker. Tucker goes up with a three-point shot, misses it. Kuzak and rebounds. Bounce pass, the distance, all the way to Brandel. Brandel goes up with a three-point shot, doesn't make it. And Brian gets caught in the three-second lane, and ball turns over. Okay, Laura's got the ball on the other end. Brandel goes out for the steal, doesn't get it. Tucker goes up with the shot. Collins down with the ball. Back out to Laura. Laura over to Marshall. Marshall over to Fox. Fox back to Laura. Laura drives in, takes a little two-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall goes up. No good. Rebound by Fox. Fox goes up. Good on a three-foot jumper. All right, going the other end. It looks like Brandel with the ball. Brandel gives it up to Koso. Koso's at the top, and he is going all the way to the hole. Goes up, misses a left-handed layup. Bows back to the other end. Kozak and steals the ball, throws it away, and then fouls. That should be three fouls, I believe, on Kozak. Ashton's coming in. Lynn is coming in. Ashton Gould would be going out. And Laura's bringing the ball down. Looks like they're in their signature 1-2-2 press. Tucker goes up with a three-point shot. No good. Ball's going to go back over to the to the T-Jacks. Okay, here we go. Kazakin's got the ball. He's going to be throwing it in. And Kazakin does have three fouls now. Brandel's playing point guard. He is out front, bringing the ball down. Looks like he's trying to go all the way to the hole. Gets it stolen from him. Laura's got the ball now, going back to the other end of the court. Fox looking at Fox underneath. Fox out for the three-point shot. No good. Brian Ackley with the ball, and again, they're taking off down the floor. Brian looks like he's going all the way to the hoop, and he does. Laura gets the rebound. Lynn gets the rebound, throws it back to Koso. Ball goes to the other end. Kazakin again with another steal, and then a turnover. Laura's got the ball going back to the goal on their side. Marshall goes up with a three-point shot. No good. Lynn with the rebound. Out to Brandel. Going back. Fast break. Back to Lynn. Back to Brian. He goes up for a beautiful layup by Brian. Score 37-39, King Cove. Wow, what a fast-paced game. Marshall's got the ball for West right now. Back in the hands of Fox at the top of the key. Over to Tucker. Tucker goes up. Three-point shot. No good. Lynn with the rebound, taking it down to Brandel. Brandel's going to go coast to coast, and he misses. Looks like it's West ball. 4:54 left in the third quarter. West 37, King Cove 39. Fox going to be throwing the ball back in to Laura. Laura with the ball, bringing the ball down. They're waiting for him with that signature trap that they're using at 1-2-2. Marshall's coming out with the ball, throws it back out to Fox. Fox on the three-point line, throws it over to Collins. Collins with a three-point shot, misses. And Marshall with the rebound. Now Collins back to Fox. Fox no good. Koso with the ball. And, boy, they're moving. They're moving that ball down the court. He's going up for another layup and misses a layup. Looks like Marshall's coming back to the other end. Other end, he finds Fritz is back in the game. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, goes into the up against the wall. Looks like it's going to be West ball. Collins be throwing the ball in. Bryant's defending. He gets the ball out to Marshall. And 3 points for Marshall. So they retake the lead. 40-39. Brandel's going one end to the other. Gets a beautiful bounce pass. Laura gets a hand on it, out of bounds. T-Jacks be throwing it in under their own goal. Looks like they have a box set out there. Koso's throwing the ball in. Here they go on the move. Beautiful, beautiful move by Brian. Gets the ball from Koso. 2 points, 40-41. T-Jack back in the lead. Collins going in for a shot, a 5-foot shot, misses it. Looks like we have a foul on the floor. Let's see who that is against. That is against Lynn, and Lynn now has 4 fouls. All right, the ball goes in, goes to Laura. Laura shoots a 3 shot, misses it. Eichley gets the rebound out to Koso. Koso's bringing the ball up the floor, passes ball out to Brandle. Brandle goes up for 3, misses. Eichley again with another rebound out to Ashton. Then he travels. Looks like the ball's going to be West ball. 41-40, 3:30 left in the third quarter. Wow, what a fast-paced game. Okay, ball's in the hand to Laura. Laura back out to Fritz. And blocked by Brian. Beautiful block by Brian. Oh, wow. I'll tell you, these T-Jacks are playing some defense today. They're helping each other out. They're covering up the lanes, doing a beautiful job. They're in their signature 1-3-1 defense right now. Looks like Marshall's bringing the ball out front, passed it to Sincero. Sinceri down. Brandle with a beautiful steal and throws the ball away. Fritz with the ball, coming fast, down, trying a 2-point shot, and makes it. West takes the lead back over, 42-41. Ball gets thrown in to Brandle. Brandle's bringing the ball down. They're slowing it down. Koso with the ball outside with a 3-pointer. He's going all the way in for the layup, and he gets fouled by Marshall. Looks like Koso will go in for a 2-shot free throw, and that's only 1 on Marshall. So a 2-shot free throw right now. Up with the first one, and it's off. Okay, looks like we're going to go in with a 2nd shot. Koso, and it's up and good. Okay, score is West 43, King Cove 42. We got a trap working for King Cove. Fritz with the ball up top. Over to Collins. Collins to Laura. Laura over to Sinceri. Uh-oh. Looks like we got a foul. I think it's on Kazak, and that is one we do not need to lose, and that is 4 on Kazakin. Oh, boy. Okay, Kazakin's coming out of the game. Coach Crawford's replacing him with Memphis. Memphis has done a good job on this road trip as well. Okay, we got Collins up with the shot. He misses. Back out to Sinceri. Sinceri up with the shot and makes it. Plus 1. We have a foul. And I believe that is on, oh, that's on 30. That's on Memphis. He only has 1. West 45, King Cove 42, 2:08 left in the third quarter. And the shot is good. 46-42. Ball's brought in. Koso's bringing it up the court. He's got Laura on him. He crosses over beautiful and misses the layup. Memphis picks it up, and Memphis gets the rebound and puts it back in. Great job by this freshman. Makes it 46-44. Wow. Comes right in and makes a quick difference in this game. Great job, Memphis. Okay, ball goes back around. We've got Fritz with the ball out front. Sinceri with the ball. Goes over to Laura. Laura looks at a 2-foot jumper. Doesn't take it. Goes out to Marshall with a 3-pointer. Marshall puts it in, 49-44. Koso with the ball, bringing it down the court, and he's going fast. Slows it down a little bit. Trying to get their offensive set together, and he's taking a look at the triangle on the right side of the court. He gets a screen by Brian. He goes in, takes 3 shots, and misses the 3-point, Brian. He picks it up, gets it to Braden. Braden drives back in and makes the two-point shot. Great job by this junior. Braden got Kazakin guarding Chris on the other end of the court. Ashton gets in there, tries to go in there and gets the trap. Braden rebound. They're going in again on the other end of the court, and it's going fast. He gets it over to Brian. Looks like he got fouled, but they didn't call it. They get the ball down to Collins. Collins goes up with it, and he misses it. Ball goes out of bounds off of Black. So it looks like it's going to be West Ball underneath their own bucket. And they make 2 points on the inbound pass, 51-46. 33 seconds left in the game. Braden with the ball, 30 seconds left. Throws it over to Koso. Koso's taking a look at it. Says he wants to pull it back out. They're going, looks like they're trying to go for one shot here. Got 20 seconds left. He drives, and he goes in. Good job. Koso drives right through two defenders of the Eagles, and I mean he puts it in. And plus one. So he'll be shooting at the charity line for this last shot. And they still have 17 seconds. So West still has a chance to get the ball down as well. Of course, 51-48. Koso with the ball on the free throw line. One more charity shot, and we will resume. He's up with it, and it's good. 49-51 West. Chris with the ball coming down the opposite side of the court, guarded by Ashton. Ashton doing a heck of a job on him. Brings the ball down. Number 33, Mateo. Mateo back in the game. Throws the ball away. 7.6 seconds. 7.6 seconds. T-Jack's ball. Fixing to throw it in out of bounds. Eichley. Eichley gets it into Koso, and it's counting down. 5, 4, 3. Koso's driving. He puts it up. Can't get the foul drawn, and that is the end of the quarter. West 51, Kinko 49, and boy, dude, is this a game. I'll tell you what, with the fast breaks being run by each team, this is amazing. Now, the big difference is this West team has about 12 players, and they're able to replace people one after another, and these Kinko boys are having to play with just 8 of them and just very little opportunity to get any subs in, and then they also have 2 of their players that are in foul trouble. So, Elena, what do you think about the game? And then go ahead.
Okay, I think the game's going really well. T-Jacks are playing fast paced. They just got to watch their passes and try not to pass it right down the middle of the floor because that's where a lot of West steals are coming from. They're still playing aggressive. They just got to watch their fouls as Zach and Ilya both have 4. I think Brian's doing a good job on watching his body so far. And we're about to start the fourth quarter. And in for the T-Jack now, we have Brian, Riley, Zach, Braden, and Ashton. It's West Ball. The score is 51-49. T-Jacks are in a 1-3-1 zone. Ball's over on the right wing, up to the top. The 3 is shot. No good. Rebounded by Brian. Kicks it off to Zach. Zach is running up the floor. He goes all the way for 2. West Ball. Ooh. Zach and Ashton got a trap. They passed it off, and Zachary ended up tipping it off, but he stepped out of bounds as he was trying to get it to Ashton.
Zach's putting on a show.
Yeah, Zachary's out there hustling a lot. Just got to watch his body. Ashton pressuring the ball up top. West has it over to the right wing. 33 dribbles it up to the top of the key. Back over to number 3 at the wing. Up to number 12. He drives it all the way in and gets... Oh, and an offensive foul is called. Yeah, offensive foul is called on number 12. That's his first. Riley bringing the ball up the floor. blows past his defender, and he gets fouled. Riley going to the line for two free throws. His first one is up and short. Score is 51-51, and here's Gary Lamar.
Just wanted to put in a little information. The number two team in 1A tonight got upset by New Haven, which is number five. They got beat by 5 points. Port Allsworth got beat by 5 points, and they are the number two girls-ranked team in the state and got upset by New Haven. Now I'm bringing you back to Elena.
Brian just went and hit a reverse layup, so T-Jacks are up 53-51. They got a foul on the other end of the court by Brian. That's only his first one. So they got free throws, and 33 sinks the first one. That's ridiculous. I can't believe that happened. It's stupid. His second free throw is up and good as well.
Got up.
Zachary taking the ball out for the T-Jacks. He gives it off to Braden. Braden slowing down the offense. Gives it over to Riley. Off to Braden. Braden up at the top of the key. Finds Zachary. Zach dishes it off to Brian inside. He pivots around. Finds Riley. Riley in the corner. Getting out of it. Drives baseline. And fumbles the ball, but he picks it back up, shoots it, and misses it. And they got a trap, but the ball bounced off of one of the T-Jack legs. So it's West High School ball, scores 53-53 with 6 minutes left in the game. West bringing the ball to the floor. T-Jacks are in a 1-2-2 press. Ashton putting some nice pressure on the ball. Three drives it all the way in for a jumper. No good. Ashton with the long rebound. Having some trouble. Finds Riley. Riley's driving it in, but he gets hacked on the arm by 33. And that puts the T-Jacks in the bonus, I think. It should be 1-1. No, I lied. Yeah, no, that's number six. So, T-Jack ball underneath. Riley gets it out in the corner. Passes it up to Braden, who's dribbling to the top of the key. Braden passed. His defender lost the ball in the air. And he gets an offensive foul called on him, even though he didn't have the ball. Yeah. He lost the ball and ran into a defender and got an offensive foul called on him. That's only his second, and West has the ball, bringing it up on the left side. Crosses over to the right, tries to throw it to the middle, but Zachary's there to pick it up. Zach goes all the way for the layup, misses it. Oh, and number three was driving down the floor, but had both defenders on each side of him. T-Jack gets a steal and passes it down to Ashton, who was wide open on the block for two. West High School ball. Finds number 33 in the corner, who blows past Brian, goes all the way for a layup but misses. Brian with the rebound, hands it off to Zachary, who gives it off to Riley, open for the three, and he hits it. Score is 53-58. West calls a timeout, and there's just under 5 minutes left.
Wow, 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 what a game. 4 minutes, 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter. King Cove up by five, 58-53. We have a barn burner. I'll tell you what, these King Cove T-Jacks are, I don't know the latest rankings on them. They have moved into the top five. They are in the number five position now
And playing all of these big schools has certainly helped their record points to go up and get into the rankings. And it's certainly showing tonight as they play these West Eagles. They're really putting on a show. Also, Tenalian boys, which is Port Allsworth, they're ranked fourth ahead of the T-Jacks. And they are also playing New Haven tonight that upset the second-ranked girls team, Port Allsworth. So, anyway, having said that, we're going to get you back to the game, and it looks like it's going to be a fun finish. Here you go, Elena.
What's, how's it? Oh, bringing it up, and Ashton put some tight defense on them, and West comes up with it, and Zachary just got his fifth and final foul. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Zach fifth foul, so he's going to be heading out of the game. Looks like Illy is going to be coming back in. Oh, that's a tough loss for the T-Jacks. Zach was getting steal after steal out there, but, oh, well, we'll see how it goes. And that's 1-1. Yeah, that's 17 foul for the T-Jacks, so West will be heading to the line for a couple free throws. Three at the line. His first one is short. Brian gets the rebound. Hands it off to Riley. Riley has a wide open lane, and he takes it for a jumper, and it falls. Aston still playing some tight defense on the West Eagles, and Riley comes up with a steal after the tight pressure by Aston, and he misses the layup. Oh, my God. Braden's there for the rebound, but Wes is also there, so they get tied up with the jump ball. Riley taking the ball out of bounds underneath the T-Jacks basket. T-Jack finds Brian. Brian out to Ilya. Ilya for the 15-footer, and it's short. Wes with the rebound there, bringing it up the floor. Okay. Ashton was there just in time, and he draws a charge on number 5, I think. So that's 1-1. Ashton's going to be heading to the free throw line for a couple free throws. No. I lied. It's an offensive foul, so there can't be free throws. So scratch what I just said. T-Jack bringing it out on the sideline. He gives it to Ashton. Ashton finds Ilya in the corner. Ilya has a wide-open lane. Oh, doesn't fall. West with the rebound. Ashton picks up the steal. Ilya with it. He tries to find Riley, but number 15 is there to pick it up. Number 3 has it. Dish over to 15, who finds 11 in the corner, and he travels. He tried to drive past Brian, but he switched up his footing right before he did. And you can't do that. So, T-Jack ball. He tries to pass it to Braden, but it gets picked up, and Brian just got his second foul as a guy was going up for a layup. So, West will be heading to the line for a couple of free throws. Score is 53-60, and there's 3 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. Each team is in the bonus, so... West free throw is up and good. No, I lied. That's a miss. Looks good. And his second free throw is up. And that one's good. T-Jack ball gives it off to Brian. Brian gives it back to Riley. Riley's beating his defender. Throws it up for a fadeaway. Doesn't fall. West gets the rebound. Bringing it up on the right side. over in the corner with number five. Five goes up for floater, no good. Riley gets the backside rebound. He's jetting up the side of the floor. He gives it off to Ashton. Ashton gives it to Ilya, but Ilya can't catch it. Brian comes up with it to Braden in the low post, and he gets hacked on the arm by number five, so Braden will be heading to the free throw line. And Braden's free throw is up and good. And the second free throw is up and no good. And it was, the rebound was tipped out of bounds by Brian, so it's going to be West ball. T-Jacks are still in there, 1-2-2 half-court press. Three has it at the wing, shoots it over to 15 in the corner. Up to three. Ben gives it over to 11, and he couldn't catch the ball, so that is a backcourt violation or out of bounds. That's a simple mistake by West, but it's going to be T-Jack ball. There's 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in the game. The score is 54-61 in favor of the T-Jacks, and a timeout is called, and it looks like it's a full. So here, you talk.
Okay, guys, it's 2:49 left in the quarter, and both teams, neither team has been shooting particularly well. Both teams are moving very aggressively. Both teams are moving with purpose, but they've had some very bad passing and very bad shooting. Lots of hustle going on both teams. Looks like the coaches are trying to each settle their teams down. Looks like Coach Crawford is actually probably trying to set up a little stall, as they do have a 7-point lead with only 2:49 left in the game. First buzzer's out, and now they're breaking it. And looks like it's going to be T-Jack's ball. So T-Jack's ball, half court. Koso's going to be throwing the ball in. They set up, and it goes into Ashton. Ashton back to Koso. Koso goes around, draws a foul, and Koso's going to get a 1-1. This could be a very long 2 minutes and 44 seconds, as both teams are in bonus, and both teams are almost in double shot bonus. So this is going to be quite a finish. Okay, Koso makes his first shot, 62-54. T-Jacks, 2:44 left. Second shot goes up, and it is not good. They head down very fast. Laura makes a 2-point shot on a layup. And looks like Laura also got a steal. And it looks like Koso got a steal. Now Koso's bringing the ball back to the other end of the court. And Koso with his steal. Okay. They are bringing them back out. They're not hurrying up to make a shot unless they get a layup. Koso with the ball outside.
Help him.
And we have a turnover by Koso. 2:08 left in the game. West 56, King Cove 62. Collins bring the ball in, brings it into Fritz, back to Collins, over to Laura. Laura over to Matthews, up for a 3-point shot, no good. Back to Laura with the rebound, back up to Fritz. Fritz over to Tucker, Tucker out to Collins. Fritz tries a 3-point shot, and no good. And Brandel picks up the ball. Looks like it rolled out of bounds, and they're calling it out on Brandel.
1:44 left in the game, score 56-62. Tucker with the shot on the inbound pass, and it's good. 58-62, 1:37 left in the game. Brando with the ball, and the inbound pass goes down to Koso. Koso's going coast to coast, puts it up, misses it, gets the rebound, puts it back up. Lynn gets a very important rebound. Koso puts up a three-pointer, misses, and with 1:19 left in the game, West ball out of bounds underneath T-Jack's goal, 58-62, King Cove T-Jack. Got Tucker bringing the ball down. Laura with the ball out front. Back over to Tucker. He goes up for his three-point shot, and he makes it. 61-62, 1:02 left in the game. And that West comes up with another steal. Looks like he comes. They have a West player. Goes out of bounds, come back, comes back inbounds, receives the pass. Of course, that is illegal. And so the ball turns over to the T-Jacks. So with 52.4 seconds left in the game, West is 1 point behind now with 61, T-Jacks 62. Looks like a long timeout. So given that, it appears that Coach Crawford is not going to go back into his stall game, but is probably going to set up a play or two and go ahead and let these young guys run their offense. It is very common that when a young team runs a stall offense, they tend to get a little bit nervous, a little bit disabled, and throw the ball away. And that's exactly what has happened in this last minute and a half. We've had about three or four turnovers. However, Coach Crawford, confident in his coaching ability and his players, I'm certain has a good plan. So here they go. We got the T-Jacks going from left to right. Brian's bringing the ball in. Brings it into Koso. 50 seconds left in the game. Koso's bringing the ball back down. And they're reaching in trying to get the ball. He's just holding on to the ball. And they steal. He gets the ball stolen. And then he goes back to steal it back. Oh, my gosh. And on his way to steal it back, he fouls Tucker. And Tucker is going to shoot a 1-1. Oh, my, 39.8 seconds left in the game. West 61, King Cove 62. Tucker's up for a first in of a 1-1. He goes up with it, and he misses. Lynn gets a very important rebound. Wow, Lynn did a great job of getting that rebound. Brando, pass down to Brando. Brando's got the ball. And Brando gets the ball. Now Lynn picks the ball up. Wow, was there a scramble for the ball or what? Everybody's attacking the ball. Coach Crawford very wisely calls a timeout while his team still had possession. And so his team is a 30-second timeout at this point. Score. West 61, King Cove 62, 23.4 seconds left in the game. Coach Crawford is drawing the play up as they will get the ball at midcourt. And I am certain he is probably not wanting to stall it if they are attacked by the West Eagles. Okay, let's see what he has set up here. We got Koso throwing the ball in, 23 seconds. We have a straight line T-Jack formation. They are releasing. Lynn gets the ball. He can't handle it. West steals the ball, brings the ball down, and it looks like they're going to get a shot, and they miss the shot. Lynn rebounds. Boy, I tell you, Lynn's putting on a show here at the end of this game. What a rebound. He has rebounded the ball about three out of the last five. T-Jack rebounds, and he is blocking out well. That's going to put Lynn on the line. 10.8 seconds left in the game. West 61, King Cove 62. Lynn at the free throw line. He is going to get two shots. So by making just one, he makes it a two-point game. It looks as though they're going to just have Brian rebounding, and he makes the first shot from the charity line. Score 61-63. Lynn at the line for the second shot. They've got Koso and Eichley there ready, prepared for the next shot, rebound, and he misses the second one. Collins with the ball. 9.2 seconds left in the game. Timeout, West Coach. Ball will have to go the full court in order for them to get a shot off. Now, by Lynn making that first shot, it is no longer a one-point game, and therefore West will have to set up something to not just try to draw a foul, but they will have to make at least a two-point shot or get a foul with two shots. Now, everybody at this point is in two-shot foul position, as both teams have fouled enough to give each other a double shot on each foul. Okay, here we go. Collins with the ball on the right side, throwing the ball in. 9.2 seconds. He's going to throw the ball into Tucker. Tucker's going down. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Then it's a timeout again. They get the ball all the way down to Fritz. He's on top of the key, and they call a timeout. 4.5 seconds. West 61, King Cove 63. Both coaches are strategizing as they try to pull off this victory. Coach Crawford, now hold on. They just determined instead of a short timeout, they're going to go with a long timeout. So they have decided that Coach of West has decided that he is going to draw up a play. It takes a little bit longer than 30 seconds. And so Coach Crawford is questioning where the ball is coming in, and he is trying to determine what exactly he's going to do on defense, whether he's going to run his signature 1-3-1 or whether he's going to come in with the man-on-man to stop the three-point shot. So this is going to be an interesting finish. Again, West 61, King Cove 63, 4.5 seconds left in the game. King Cove boys have come out here. You got Ashton, Brandel, Lynn, Brian, Koso, and boy, are they ready. They are in their 1-3-1 defense, and here we go, Lawrence. Throwing the ball in. He throws the ball in. He takes a three-point shot. He misses. And again, Lynn comes up with the rebound. And Lynn stops their offense from getting another shot. And the Kings Cove T-Dex pull it off with that last rebound by Lynn. What a game did Lynn have. These T-Dex have done a great job this evening. And boy, has this road trip paid off for them. These young men have grown into being very, very good basketball players. Elena, you want to wrap it up?
Not really, but sure. Final score was 63-61. T-Dex did a good job. West did get a three off, but luckily it was highly contested, and he was a good three-point shooter, so they did good, and good thing he missed.
Yes, it is. And from here, T-Dex will be going home tomorrow morning and taking on the powerful Eagles of Sandpoint on Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday. And the King Cove rookies will finish off their road trip by flying home tomorrow. And as they fly home tomorrow, they're actually flying to Sandpoint tomorrow. And when they fly to Sandpoint tomorrow, they'll take on the Sandpoint Eagles as well on Friday and Saturday with hopes of getting home Saturday after the game. So this finishes up the road trip. And the rookies finished off with a 12-game win streak on the road trip in 14 days. And the T-Jacks finished off with a very, very impressive win against West Anchorage. And both teams are now coming towards an end, just like Sandpoint Eagles, and getting ready and prepared for the regional tournaments happening just in 3 weeks. Thank you again for listening to Eagle and T-Jack and Rookie Radio. And thank you for listening to our sponsors, and please support them as they support the youth in our AEBST district. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.